sure. Too many reasons to ignore. And then she leaves me wanting more. My baby covers me with kisses, and then she sends me on my way into the night when dogs are howling. And then I come back torn and frayed. I know that I'm gonna be just fine when I'm out of time. And count my last dime when I'm down and out. I ain't got a doubt. We're gonna stick together. My baby's got a piece of my heart.
WMFO Medford. You're listening to Christmas Rocking Happening. I'm Bob Nelson with
Mike Stewart
and
Bob
over there. There we go.
And our phone number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 9636.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be here to the next hour at 9 o'clock, and then earbuds will be in. And probably next week, Phil Fleming from the Dweezil Show will be back in his regular slot.
Okay. Sounds good. We just heard Telemore featuring Tom Houck, who used to be in the Atlantics.
Yes.
From a new album called Good Bad Love. That one was My Baby. Also in there, Blondie. Now, that was an early version of Heart of Glass. It was called Once I Had a Love, a.k.a. the disco song. And they did speed it up, and they had a big hit out of it. But that's not a bad version either. So that was early Blondie for you right there. Squeezebox Stompers in there also. Great local band. From Live at the Crossroads, we heard Uncle Bud. It was Fluff Cat and the Rock Kittens from England with You Can't. And that one's from their album, When Will You Be Mine? Once again, Fluff Cat and the Rock Kittens. And Barrence Woodfield in there, Who's Gonna Rock My Baby When I'm Gone? That's from his Savage Kings album. We've had him down on the other station there, WMWM. He used to live around the corner from me. And
he works at the record exchange.
He still does, yeah. Yes, I guess he does.
And
he's great. Yeah, I've seen him at a whole number of different things, playing at various concerts. I think there was one night where he and Willie Loco were playing right on the boardwalk, not the boardwalk, what do you want to call it, the Fish Pier in Gloucester, the two of them, and it was just really good.
Yeah.
Should have brought something to drink, I tell you.
Yeah, it gets very dry in here.
It does get dry. I got some stuff coming up, a little bit of everything. The Goodies, that was a British TV show, a comedy show, kind of goofball, like Monty Python or whatever. They're going to do a song about Father Christmas. We're also going to be hearing Louis Prima with a Christmas tune. And then something I recorded when I saw the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. If you're in Pittsburgh on the north side of the river, the Allegheny River, you have the Andy Warhol Museum. Mm-hmm. You have both stadia. You get the Heinz Field and PNC Park. And a whole bunch of interesting things. And they have an Elks Lodge. And every Wednesday night, everyone gathers, and you can, if you wish, get some libations and whatever. And there's a whole bunch of people playing banjos and a few other instruments. And so I recorded them doing cabaret, and I put it on their Facebook, and they said, hey, great.
Yeah.
So they don't mind. So if you're ever in Pittsburgh, it's every Wednesday night at the Elks Lodge. I think it's 400 Cedar Street. And again, Pittsburgh is an interesting place. Like I said, the Andy Warhol Museum and the different museums they have and various things to see and do. So Pittsburgh Banjo Club, it's pretty unique. They've been doing it since 88. So I'm going to play that in the next set as well.
David Bowie has a song called Andy Warhol.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now that I think of it, didn't the Velvet Underground have an album cover, like the Big Banana?
Yeah.
And had Andy's signature on there?
Yeah, he did their artwork.
And he did some other, Andy Warhol did some, was it like... he did a whole bunch of rock related things like album covers or pictures or things like that.
Yeah, he was very closely related to the Velvet
pop culture.
So
that was great.
Her and Nico also. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, so let's go to the goodies. And again, this is some British humor for you. Father Christmas, do not touch me. It's actually based on the battle hymn of the Republic. I don't know why, but it is. And I think I got the right thing up, right? Is it, which one am I playing off of now? This one? I need a refresher course here. Is this the one where I'm supposed to play it off here, right?
What are you playing?
I'm playing off the thing. Oh, we don't have a thing for it yet?
No, why did you tell me not to program it in?
Oh, it's not programmed in. Well, then I'm going to have to do something else then.
Let's get to,
where's this one here? More Telemore.
You had told me not to.
I was a broken hearted man, just a laying on the ground. I couldn't stand up on my feet to my like water flowing, but you touched me and made me feel free. You've been gone so long, I sing this lonely song. My words I send out to the other end. I count the days till I see you again. I find a way for our hearts to mend. From the cold of winter to summer's heat, I'm gonna wait till you're here. When I am thinking about where I'm going, as I drive my car or sit down at the bar with my friends, I laugh, but they don't know the half. There's one thing on my mind.
Father Christmas, Christmas,
I count the days till I see you again. I find a way. I'm gonna wait till you're here with me. I count the days. It's been so long since I held you tight. Something's wrong, I can't sleep at night. My world is black, I cannot see the end. I want you back in my arms again. I count the days.
At 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve, she tiptoed up the stairs. She stood beneath the mistletoe and combed her silken hair. Then Santa Claus slipped down the flue and caught her unawares.
And this is what she said. Oh! Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. As she stood beneath the mistletoe.
My name is Father Christmas.
He informed her as he met her. She said,
good grief, it's 7 years since I sent you a letter.
He said,
I can't stand little girls.
Bigger ones are better.
And this is what she said. Oh, Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. She stood beneath the mistletoe. Father Christmas, do not touch. Father Christmas, do not touch. Father Christmas, do not touch. As she stood beneath the mistletoe. Father Christmas, do not. Father Christmas, do not. Father Christmas, do not. She stood beneath the mistletoe. Father Christmas, do. Father Christmas, do. Father Christmas, do. And she stood beneath the mistletoe. Father Christmas. Father Christmas. Father Christmas. She stood beneath the mistletoe. Father! 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 As she stood beneath the mistletoe. Father! Father!
Claus, my name is Panchito. I'm writing for my sister. She name is Conchita. Señor Santa Claus, all day my sister cry. I know can make her happy. No difference what I try. Señor Santa Claus, much trouble you got to. But mine she's so much bigger. I don't know what to do. Señor Santa Claus, you maybe can help me. You bring my sister Dolly, but I know one for free. If she had a Dolly, she no cry at all. Now me, I got Burrito, Burrito very small. Señor Santa Claus, you bring my sister Dolly, I make for trade with you. I'll give for you Burrito, Burrito muy smart. Burrito he no reindeer, but Burrito he pull cut. Señor Santa Claus, mil gracias mucho más. You bring my sister Dolly, I have one fine Christmas. Thank you.
my sister darling. Little Bonito, he's strong. He's small, but he's strong. He's smart, Bonito. Bring sister darling, Santa Claus.
Of the song from the movie Zootopia for all the fellow furries out there. That's Race Best and Buy Everything, a Zootopia parody. And again, being a furry, I just love that movie. Also in there, Louis Prima. Remember him? Well, he had a bit of a furry connection. He was in the Jungle Book and a bunch of other things. That was called Senior Santa Claus from a compilation called Disney Christmas Classics. Louis Prima. The goodies in there also from Out of England and Father Christmas, Do Not Touch Me. And Pittsburgh Banjo Club, as I mentioned. Cabaret, recorded live at the Elks Lodge in Pittsburgh. And Telemore also in there with Count the Days. I'm going to do another spoof of the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's actually Pittsburgh-related. They have their own language there, the way they talk in that. They have their own little accents and slang. So this is called the 12 Days of Pittsburgh in that. So it's a kind of a long thing, but it's kind of funny. Okay. And I've mentioned, oh, wait a minute. Let me try it again. Try it now.
Yes.
Oh, try it now.
Yes.
Try it now.
Sis.
There it is.
There we are.
I knew
me
eventually
too.
I was going to get it. Yes. All four microphones are now on.
You got to get those glasses calibrated.
Well, I'm looking over here and I'm thinking logically it should be the one on the right, but it isn't.
No.
I don't know. We got about another half hour to go here, I think. And then we're going to have the
WMFO Medford.
That's right.
Did we do a PSA inside?
Oh, we will. We will do a PSA.
We can do it right now.
Okay, we'll do that and be right back. And I hope the thing's up.
Nope. Yep, you just play it.
It something should be playing. Okay.
We used to be so much more active, but lately you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And I think we had the same problem earlier. Let's see, wait, or it happened again. The thing froze up. Uh-oh, so, and we put Paul the mics back on. Now, how did we fix this before? How about if I go like this and then that again? Nope. How do I do it? How do I get it back? Oops.
Are you in YouTube?
Yeah, I was going to go to...
Well, you're probably going to have to play something else.
There it is.
Okay.
There's something. I'm going to try one more time.
Because it's kind of being uncooperative.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes our computer here doesn't like it.
Right, yeah. Oh, man, okay.
That's why it's always good to have a CD or something on Rivendell ready to go.
Yep, or I could do something on here, but
or
it may take a minute.
Some bed music.
Yes, right.
You get some bed music.
Why don't you sing something there, Mike? There we go.
Trying to think, what's the name of the...
How's the bed music going so far?
I don't know. Maybe we should just talk, or people are going to
complain. I'm going to play someone who's from Pittsburgh. And people remember him. And it is Lou Christie. Now, I'm not going to play Lightning Strikes.
Oh, that's the song I like by him.
Well, maybe I'll play that too. But how about this? He had a hit in the late 60s called I'm Gonna Make You Mine.
Yeah, I think I remember. Yep.
Let's see if this one will work. It's Lou Christie from Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Pushing kind of room, individual, knocking night and day at your door. some Jagoff gave to me.
A chair to save a parking spot for me.
Yeah, but I think they stole it from the Polish Falcons. I seen spray paint on the back covering up the name.
Get out of town.
On a second day of Christmas, some Jagoff gave to me two inclines.
Every time my cousins come to town, they's scared to ride them inclines. Not me. I love them.
And a chair to save a parking spot for me. On a third day of Christmas, some Jagoff gave to me
three rivers.
The Mon, the Allegheny, and the Ohio.
Two inclines.
You know, them aren't technically inclines. Them are funiculars.
Boy, I sure did have fun with Nick Euler at my prom, but he was a bit handsy.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you go to school?
Westinghouse.
They got a good football team.
And a chair to save a parking spot for me. On a fourth day of Christmas, some Jagoff gave to me
four Kenwood coasters.
Last year, my cousin Stush went on a jackrabbit. Them double dips made him throw up his potato patch fries.
I remember that. It went all over that old lady's babushka.
Three rivers.
Two inclines. And a chair to save a parking spot for me. On a fifth day of Christmas, some Jagoff gave to me five World Series wins.
Even though it's been since 1979 since we won one, I'm still family.
Four Kennywood coasters.
Three rivers.
Hey, how's about that fourth river that runs under the point?
That's an aquifer, Einstein, not a river.
Oh.
Two inclines, then a chair to save a parking spot for me. On a sixth day of Christmas, some Jagoff gave to me
six Super Bowls.
Yep, we finally got one for the other thumb. Now it's onto the pointer finger.
Hey, didn't they sing We Are Family?
That's the Pointer Sisters, you dunce.
That's right.
Five World Series wins.
Four Kennywood coasters.
Three rivers.
Two inclines. And a chair to save a parking spot for me. On a seventh day of Christmas, some Jagoff gave to me 50 plus seven varieties.
Does your cousin Butchie still work down a pickle plant? And maybe he can get us some pickle pins to put in the kids' stockings this year.
No, he got laid off. He works up Nabisco's.
Six Super Bowls, five World Series wins.
Four Kenwood coasters.
Three rivers.
Two inclines.
And a chair to save a parking spot for me.
Hey, you just can't park there. Did you see the chair?
Jag. Some people were so nebby.
On the eighth day of Christmas, some Jagoff gave to me eight drunks peeing on a south side.
Sometimes you gotta wear a pair of waders just to walk down Sarah Street on a Saturday night.
Ew, that's gross. 50 plus seven varieties.
Six Super Bowls.
Five World Series wins.
Four Kenwood coasters.
Three rivers.
Two inclines.
And a chair to save a parking spot for me.
On a ninth day of Christmas, some Jagoff gave to me
nine per many sandwiches.
If the cheesesteak is their number two seller, what the heck is their number one?
I don't know. I bet it's Iron City.
Eight drunks peeing on a sasa.
50 plus seven varieties.
Six Super Bowls.
Five World Series wins.
I remember the 71 series. Me and my brother saved up like 20 time talk rappers to get tickets up in Peanut Heaven.
Oh yeah, did your nose bleed? Four Kennywood coasters.
Three rivers.
Two inclines. And a chair to save a parking spot for me. On a 10th day of Christmas, some Jagoff gave to me
10 fireworks shows.
It ain't a summer Saturday in Pittsburgh unless we go to fireworks show somewhere.
But them Zambonis put on a nice show.
Nine per many sandwiches.
Eight drunks peeing on a south side.
50 plus seven varieties.
Six Super Bowls.
Five
World Series wins.
Four Kenwood coasters.
Hey, Kennywood's open.
No, it ain't. It's Christmas, for crying out loud.
I meant your zipper, you dummy.
Sorry about that.
Three rivers.
Two inclines.
some Jagoff gave to me. 11 pounds of chipped ham.
Did you ever try to order chipped ham when you was on vacation and that? They look at you like you got rocks in your head.
I know. You take some ham and you chip it. How hard can that be?
10 firework shells.
9 permani sandwiches.
8 junks peeing on a south side.
50 plus 7 varieties.
6 Super Bowls.
5 World Series wins.
4 Kennywood coasters.
3 rivers.
Hey, how's Comrade Jagoff giving us all these gifts? Didn't give us 3 Stanley Cups.
Well, Mario already did that, so that'd be like re-gifting.
Oh.
2 in coins and a chair to save a parking spot for me. On a 12th day of Christmas, some Jagoff gave to me 12 pierogies.
I love them sauerkraut ones.
Yeah, but nobody loves the gas they give you.
11 pounds of chipped ham.
10 firework shiz.
9 permani sandwiches.
8 drunks peeing on a sass side.
50 plus 7 varieties.
6 Super Bowls. 5 World Series wins.
4 Kennywood coasters.
3 rivers.
2 inclines.
And a chair to save a parking spot for me.
Merry Christmas to yous all.
And to all yens a good night.
Where the heck are we going to put all this stuff?
You better get your butt down the cellar and clear out them cupboards.
We might need to red up the rumpus room, too. I'll run the sweeper.
No way. I ain't having them drunks paint on my book furniture.
Adorable little kids. I was at the lobster shanty, speaking of the lobster shanty, a couple weeks ago when we had a gig, and I had just started my song, No Right to Sing the Blues, and this little boy yelled out, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star," and he was probably 3.5 years old. Now, everybody at the lobster shanty heard the kid over me, even though I had a microphone and a PA system, because he's 3.5 years old, and his voice carried. But I didn't want to ignore the poor little fella, because he was so sweet. He was a nice kid. And at the same time, it was too late, because I had already started No Right to Sing the Blues. So this is what I did. I had a great cup of coffee when I got up. Tastes so damn good, another cup. My morning paper's for happy news. I think I'm right to sing blues. Wake up, wake up, little star. How I wonder what you are. World so high, so I think that I put wiggle in my heart. I pray for my soul to keep. I hit the lottery for times that we got. I don't see the connection, but my baby raised no doubt to know. And I think I would write. It was kind of fun. The whole crowd reacted because I did it on the fly with that little kid, you know.
It's caving in with me, and yes, I'm strong.
have to beg you, baby, to come on out and play. Now don't you worry, baby, about your monthly rent. Good Lord knows he's got you. You is heaven sent, and you've got everything now, baby. Everything that you need.
You got everything.
Yes, indeed, now, baby.
That you need.
You want me? I put it down and write in for you. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction, baby.
Guaranteed.
What I'm saying now.
Satisfaction.
Oh, tease it, baby.
Guaranteed.
Won't you try to listen to me, baby? Talking about the blues. The big bad boogie done got you now. You can't never lose. Now you mightn't have a $50 or a $100 bill. Good though, it don't matter. No, we love you still. And you've got to everything now, baby. Everything that you need.
You got everything.
Yes, indeed now,
that
baby.
That you need.
You want me? I put it down and write in for you. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction
guaranteed.
What I'm saying now.
Satisfaction.
Oh, tease it, baby.
Guaranteed.
Whoa, yeah.
Guaranteed.
That's right, baby.
Satisfaction.
It's easy, baby.
Guaranteed.
Won't you try to take it easy, baby?
Easy, baby.
Take it nice and slow.
Easy
now. You gotta
now.
Do it every little bit of thing you got.
Easy, baby.
Try to make it go.
Easy now.
You might have a nickel.
Easy, baby.
You might have a dime.
Easy now.
It don't matter, baby.
Easy, baby.
As long as you is kind and
easy
you got
now.
Everything now, baby. Indeed now, baby. You want me? I put it down and write in for you. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction, baby.
Guaranteed.
Whoa, you want me? I put it down and write in for you. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction, baby.
Guaranteed.
Whoa, you want me? I put it down and write in for you. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction, baby.
Guaranteed.
What I'm saying now.
Satisfaction.
Oh, it's easy, baby.
Guaranteed.
I wanna give you everything.
Satisfaction.
Oh, it's easy, baby.
Guaranteed.
A big, big diamond ring.
Satisfaction.
Oh, it's easy, baby.
Guaranteed.
Whoa, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
she's a danger doll. She's a danger doll. A danger doll.
Yeah, that's Danger Doll. I can't hear myself that good. Wait a minute, headphones are down. Okay, that was Danger Doll by Leah and her Jaywalkers. We're coming to the end of a long segment of Christmas rocking.
Christmas and other stuff, and we were on for 5 hours.
Happenings.
And Rick Deckard wasn't.
Yeah. We enjoy doing it. We thank Aaron. He is actually taken off. We thank you, Bob Nelson from WMWM.
No problem. That was a lot of fun.
We
thank
you, Bob Donovan, for helping us out with our technical
issues.
Don't
say his last name.
Bob.
There's too many people up there.
Okay, what's up next is the Earbuds is up next with a, what are you going to be doing tonight?
Christmas and Hanukkah
music.
Just
so.
Like us, too. Yep.
In about a couple minutes, you'll be able to hear that. Until then, we are signing off. This is Mike Stewart here, and we will probably hear you a couple more times in the holidays.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
All right. Thanks. Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay. Till then.
Tell the truth. There'll be no condemnation to the tightness of the noose.
WMFO Medford.
So meet me if you care. Infinity forever. Sinners and saints alike. No one should have spice. They will come a calling.
you'll do.